Prior to the Hand Act in 1997 and with it the enactment of the Basic Law, unconditional stay status was the preeminent immigration status that foreign national residents of Hong Kong could aspire to. However, since the availability of the right of abode for long-stay foreign national residents of Hong Kong, unconditional stay status has slipped into a kind of a secondary level in the pecking order of important immigration statuses in Hong Kong. However, it does have an extremely important role to play, because many long-term residents of Hong Kong might not have actually taken Hong Kong as their only place of permanent residence, and thus will be ineligible to apply for the right of abode. Secondly, if you do secure unconditional stay, this has the effect of removing the need to deal with the Immigration Department on a regular basis, and empowers a foreign resident of Hong Kong to undertake any sort of activity without the pro forma consent of the Immigration Department. But the granting of unconditional stay is very different from the right of abode, in as much as it doesn't give the person the right to land, nor in fact does it offer any protection from being deported, or indeed any legal protection from revocation at the instance of the Director of Immigration. So securing unconditional stay status should be seen as being advantageous in the administrative sense, and if any further protection is needed, you really should think about your eligibility for a permanent identity card and secure the right of abode in the process.